Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the top, said Mishnah lo cholsim lo miyabmim, can't do chalitza or yibum. Ask Gemara v'ha mitzvah kavid. So the Mishnah calls it, this is a reshus. So it's like a little mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah. Gemara says, aye, but yibum and chalitza are mitzvah. And it says, lo tzricha, called reshus, the ika gadol. Mitzvah begadol yavim. Talking about that there is an older brother, and the mitzvah lechachila is that the oldest brother should do yibu. If he doesn't want to, then we go down to the younger, to the one younger, etc. So, but since the ikker is the gadol, here we're talking about when not the the oldest is not doing it, and therefore it's not the not the same. It's not the same power of mitzvah. The kuhu and all these in the mentioned, which is danin, mekadshin, and cholzin, miyabmin. The reason is, time am I, that the Rachachamim Masud is Zer Hashem Yichtov. Because you write, might come to write the Psak Din, in the case of the Din, or Shtar Erisin, or Kedushin, or Shtar Chalitza, that the Chalitza was done. You used to write a Shtar to show that it was done. And Ksuva for a Yavama. Okay, we also said, Ve'elu Hein Mishum Mitzvah, Lo Makdishin, Ve'lo Marichin, Ve'lo Macharimin. So the Gemara says Mishum. Well, the reason is that Gzera Mishum Mikach Umemkar. The reason why you can't do all these things is because of Gzera of Mekach Umemkar. Because they're similar when it comes to making things Hekdesh, because just like Hekdesh, you're taking something out of your Rishus and you're putting it into Hekdesh's Rishus. So that's like you do when you do business. It goes from the seller's possession to the buyer. So that's because of Mekach Umemkar. Which Rashi is going to say is, which the Isser is, it means Sachetachav a Davar Davar. Right? Because really, normally, Mechach Umemkar in itself is really, truth is really a Gezerah, as you might come to write. But then that wouldn't be good over here, because that would be like a Gezerah la Gezerah. So Rashi says that the Isser, the Isser here, that it's coming, you know, Gezerah Mishum, it's a Mechach Umemkar, it's because of Mim Sachetachav. That's the pasuk in Nach that you can't do your own things on the things you do normally or on the weekly things you can't do on Shabbat. Okay, it says in the Mishnah, "Lo magbin trumas amaisus." Can't take trumas amaisus on Shabbat. Gemara says pshita. Of course not. You're misaken. You couldn't eat the tevel. It's inedible. Now by taking trumah, you're making it edible. So it's a tikkun. Tani Rabbi Yosef, lo nitzricha ella litna lekohen bo b'yom. We're talking about a scenario when you're giving it to the Kohen right on the last day. So what does that help us? So therefore, that one could say that it doesn't look like he's mechaven to misakin the tevel. He's like he's not interested even in eating this. He just wants to help out the poor Kohen, you know, give him something to eat for Yontif. So he takes some of the truma and says, here, I have some, you know, I'll give you some Simchas Yontav, here, have some truma. So it looks like he's not really misakin, because he doesn't really care about the tevel, that he's, the food he's left behind, doing it to give something to the Kohen. But honey, mealy, when it comes to truma samaises, that's talking about, that it's also talking about prepared it tivili, me'esmo, that it was tevel when Yontav came in. And therefore, it was already tevel when I'm giving, and then I could have really misakin then, I didn't. So therefore, when Yom Kippur comes in, I'm not allowed to take it. Aval peri tefili ha'idna could go on isa lafrushe minechala mafrishin vevina lakohen. However, if it only became tevel on Yom Kippur, how could that be? For example, chala, right? You made you're allowed to bake chala on Yom Kippur and make it. So that's something you're not expected. You have to dafka make it here of Yontif. You can make it on Yontif. You like nice fresh bread, so you can do so on Yontif. But then once you need it, now it becomes chayav in challah. So if it came only became chayav in on Yontif, like in that situation, that you're allowed to do. Okay, see Rashi. Mitzvah begadol. We said Bayibu, the mitzvah is the oldest brother. Hachim liyam, mitzvah begadol b'hachim liyam, the oldest brother. Benafkalam, we learn it from the pasuk vayah habachor. Shema yichtov. We said the iser is because you might come to write sucked in for the dayanim and the star erison l'gabi the kedushin and the star for chalitza when the chalitza is done l'chaletzas we give it to her. Uksuva liyavama, and the uksuva for the yavama. Mishu mekach umemkar, we said that the issue of makdishin and marichin, etc., that's because of mekach umemkar. Dila mekach umemkar, done with similar shemotzi mishutol, which was hekdish. We take out of his reshut, going to hekdish reshut. Mekach umemkar itself is asa mishum hamikra from the pasuk, diksiv, as it says, mimetzochev zechav adavar davar. Inami mekach umemkar ati lideksiva ashtare mekira. Or another reason why mekach umemkar is asa, because you might come to write. If you're going to say havelik zir l'gzir, like you said before, which is not the greatest answer, because if that's the explanation, if that's true, well, iser mekach umemkar is only gzir, it comes out to be gzir gzir. You could say no kulei chad gziri, like Gemara says in a number of places when it asks this. Is gzira there? No, it's all part of the one gzira. Okay. Tani Rabbi Chiya, afilu dinem l'koin b'boyom. So we're talking about taking trumas and maizes. The chiddush is, even if you're giving it the same day to the kohen, you're not allowed to. The ikalamei marlav mucha milsehi l'tikunei tev l'mechavei. That it doesn't look so much like he's doing a tikun over here. The ein yedua shehehu tzarich l'shirayim, because it doesn't look necessarily like he really wants the leftovers. Ro'im shemolich truma l'kohen. They see him taking truma and giving it to the kohen right on the spot. Umiksei the kula milsa mishum simchas yom tov the kohen tishetzarich lahu. Afilu hachiyaser. It looks like, you know, that they're doing it for the kohen. He needs something to eat. Says, oh, here, I have something for you to eat. Takes the truma, gives it to him. So it looks like he's not doing a tikkun. Even so, it's aser. Vehani mishum reshus. Okay, sir. Okay, back to the Gemara. Gemara says, Vahani mishum reshus ika mishum shvus leka. So Gemara says what? All these we listed in the Mishnah. Well, not all. We had three categories, right? We had the category of the things are asked because of shvus. Then we had the category of reshus, and then we have the category of mitzvah. So Gemara is asking that the issur of shvus. That's the issur that Chachamim came. They asked things on Shabbos. That's called the shvus, right? Issur the Rabbanan. So Gemara says what? Only the first group are asr, you know, the Chachamim asr because of shvus. The Hani Mishum Reshus is the first group only, and the others are not. And for example, the second group, Mishum Reshus Ika, Mishum Shvus Leka, that's not an Isser of Shvus. It's also Lechur and the Chachamim Asr, those as well. Hani Mishum Mitzvah Ika, Mishum Shvus Leka, and also the third group. And we say it's Asr because of Mitzvah. It's not a Shvus, so the Chachamim Asr that as well. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak v'lomabaye kamar einachanami. It's written in a lomabaye fashion. Let's say not like lozu afsu. Not only this, even this. Meaning lomabaye. Not only in the first group, which is mamish shvus by itself. There's no mitzvah there whatsoever. There it's aser. So elafilu shvus the reshus nami aser. Even in the second group, not that it's only reshus. No, it's vaday also a shvus. It's also an iser rabbanan. But it's a derbanan with a little bit of a mitzvah there. Even there it's aser. Afilu hachi nami aser. And lo mebaye, not only that, but shvus the reshus is aser, el afilu shvus the mitzvah nami aser. So they're all aser because of shvus, iser derbanan, except at different levels. The first group is only it's something that things like climbing a tree, which is no mitzvah there whatsoever, and it's the chachamim aser. But not only that, they even aser things that have a little bit of mitzvah with it, as we had in the list of things, and not only that, even things that are mamish mitzvahs, also there, certain situations they also aser. But they're all because of shvus in the end. Okay, let's see Rashi. Tahani mishum reshus ika mishum shvus leika mitziyasakai. It's going on the middle section, which is reshus, which has a little bit of mitzvah, right? The kamar elu hemishum reshus, v'chi ein v'hem mishum shvus. It's only there's no iser derabanan there. V'alasur asrum. What do you mean? They asked the rabbanan asked those things. Mina k'damrina and kol shemchayvin alav al makulu asura. The lesson is the kasaris over there in the Mishnah. Kol shemchayvin alav, meaning they're asr. So there's an iser shvus on all of them really. V'hani v'tzrayim mishum mitzvah ika v'asiyasana mishum shvus leika v'asrum b'shabbes mitmiya. And also the last group of things which are asr because of mitzvah. What, there's no shvus, there's no iser, there's vaday aser. Valo asrum, again. Eichi palgin and tana de masnisin, de kamai ad kashvus, a mitziyasa, vibasrai lo ad kashvus. Why is it only mentioned shvus, the iser, the rabbanan, in the first group? They're all aser because of shvus. So Gemara answers, Hachi Kamar, Enachanami. It's written in Lena Lomibai fashion. Kolomar, Kulam Yishum Shvus Yeshma. Vanai, they're all Aser Midurabanan. They're also Yisr Shvus on all three groups. Barishoni Misur, Yeshmahem, Be'ein Behem, Lachluchis Mitzvah. The first group is a total, things you can, are nothing to do with Mitzvah whatsoever. There's no even literally wetness of Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah whatsoever. Behem Tzayim Yeshmahem Shvus. The second group is Shavuos and Nisr, but even though they have a little bit of mitzvah, if it's a chiddush, I might think, you know, I have a little bit of mitzvah, maybe it's okay. No, they answered it. Vachronim is mitzvah gemurahin. It's total mitzvah of apichin gazu alein rishmus. Velo zu afzu k'nani. Therefore, it's written in a lo zu afzu manner. Lo tema kamai. Don't say only the first group, the huda siri, the havelei shavuos greata, that there is only shavuos. There's no mitzvah there whatsoever. Don't say only that is us. Kolo marshavar al shvus the ein imavera ze shemitz mitzvah. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. Elafimu mitzvah, even the second group, which is a little bit of mitzvah, it's reshus, davale shvus the ika reshus. Again, there's vada shvus there, but there's shvus is a little bit of reshus there. Karvas mitzvah, it's a little bit of mitzvah, so gaba. So nami yasu even that's us. And not only that, and the Mishnah continues even things which are mitzvahs, real mitzvahs, mamish mitzvahs, that have it's also asa kodesh shvus. Okay, back to the Gemara. Kolelu biyom tavamru kule. So the Mishnah said that concluded and said ein bein yom tav l'shabbos elochal nefesh bilda. That was the end. That there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov except for differences legabe food preparation. Legabe everything else, whatever is asr in one is asr in the other. Okay, so however the Gemara asked on that from our Mishnah earlier. Minhu, we said, Mashilin derech haruba b'yom tov avalo b'shabbos. We said that right there is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you remember, we have our skylight and we're pushing our fruit down the hole when it's going to rain, right, on the roof. What did it say? Dafka on Yom Tov you can do it, but you can't do it on Shabbos. So here we see another difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. And here we say, no, the only difference is Ochal Nefesh Bilvad. Here it's not true. Here it's for Hefzed of the fruit or whatever. I'm not going to eat it, you know, just for Hefzed of the fruit. I can push it down the skylight. So we see there is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. How could it say no difference except for fruit preparation? The more answers, Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Kasha, Ha Rav Eliezer, Ha Rav Yeshua. Ein Achanami, it's a stira, but there are two different Tanaim, there are two different Shitas in this Inyan. Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. So now the Gemara is going to bring this word, which Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua we're talking about. The Sanya, it says in the Braisa, Oso Aves Benosh Naflu Labor. So we have a case of an animal and its child fell into a boar. So we have a mitzvah in the Torah, right? They were not allowed to shecht on the same day a mother and the child, right, on the same day. So to take them both out of the boar on Yom Tov, okay, I want to take them out of the boar because they're in the boar, they might die in there, okay? They have no food or whatever, so I want to take them out. So taking them out is a tircha for no reason because I can only eat one of them. Right? If I can eat both, I can hang them both out and I can eat them both. That's fine. But I can't eat them both anyways because it's also this, but no. So therefore, I can't take out, really, I shouldn't really be able to take out more than one because the problem of tirch, if we're going to be choshes for tirch. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Ma'aleh Rishon, he says, Enachanami, you can only take out one, take out the first one of them, in other words, Amanat L'Shochto, in order to shecht it, which is fine, you're allowed to shecht on Yontuch, fine, and then Shochto, and that's it. But the second one you can't take out. Vasheni though ose lo parnasa bimakom kenesh lo yamut. So meaning you can don't have to let it die. You can send food down there. You know, throw some food down, let it eat, and there so far won't die until after Yom Tov when you can take it out. Okay, but you can't take it out because that's a tircha shelo latzorach. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua Omer no maleta rishon amanat l'shochto eino shochto. Take out the first one. You can do it like this. Take out the first one, but don't shecht it. Because they're mayrim, umay les hasheni, rase zeh shochet. And so then, take out the first one and say, I think probably the second one's juicier, whatever, fatter. I think I'll take out the second one. and you know, because I'd rather have a nice big animal, whatever, for Yontov, and then he takes out the second one. It's called harama, like a, you know, a trick, right? Take out the second one, and then once they're both out, you can check each, either one you want. Now they're both out, no to worry, anyone's none of them gonna die or whatever, and everything's fine. Okay, so the Gemara therefore is suggesting, was it Rabbi Yosef, suggesting that this machoikas over here is talking the machoikas by us. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you can't do any tir, you have to only tircha the tzorach hayom, and that's it. You want to take out the animal to eat now, fine, but that's it. You have to leave the other one in the pit. So that would be, like the mandamar, it's that ein benoch ben shabbos, the other, elo ochel nechrish, nothing else. Everything else is exactly the same. It's us on one, it's us on the other. And therefore, it's ein echanani, by the aruba, right? It's us on yontav also. You can't put it through the skylight. What's us on shabbos, it's us on yontav, you can't put it through the skylight, because that's tircha, again, shalol etzorach, you don't need it for that day. Therefore, you're not allowed, just like you're not allowed to bring out the other animal, because it's, you don't need, it's an extra tircha. You can't bring the fruit down the hole either. Ain't akonami. Because ain't bein Shabbos loch le yontav el ochel nefesh. That's that. And the one that we saw that you could bring on yontav down the hole, that's like Rabbi Yeshua, that we see you could do this extra tircha on yontav, that's not letzorech yontav real. So the Gemara, okay, let's see Rashi, I guess, first, the Mashilin Paris, Alma Gazer Shvus Al Shabbos, Shalom Gazer B'Yontav. So what do you mean, Ein Ben Shabbos to Yontav? Right, we see that there were Gozer. There is a difference in Shabbos and Yontav by the fruit. So you can do it on Yontav, not Shabbos. How Rebbe Eliezer, Seifa Diktani, Ein Ben Shabbos, when it says Ein Ben Shabbos to Yontav, El Ochel Nefesh, right? The Kol Sheshvus, the Gazer El Shabbos, Gazer El Yomtov, they're Gazer in both. But Filu be Hefzid Mammon in Rebbe Eliezer. Even though we're dealing with Hefzid Mammon, it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to do it in Yomtov. That's Rebbe Eliezer. Shalohi Tir La Lot Otov Espano Vipnei Hefzid Mammon. You're not allowed to bring up the animal because of Hefzid. The Reisha Diktani Mashilim Be Yomtov Vipnei Hefzid, that you are allowed to do things for Hefzid in Yomtov, like putting the fruit down. So that would be Rabbi Yeshua, that you could bring up the other animal here as well. Also, Vesmano, She'ena Mutarim Lishkot Shneim Hayom, you can't do both today. Okay. Now, the Gemara, though, is now going to Docha this. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. So, Amar Le'abai. So he says to Rabbi Yosef, that he was totally the Machloikis in Rabbi Yez and Rabbi Yeshua. He says, no, me my. Tilmat, Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Yezer Hasam, maybe only over there, he says that you can't bring up the other animal. Ella de efshar beparnasa, aval hacha de lo efshar beparnasa lo. So one way of docha is you could say, no, maybe Rabbi Eliezer only there said, you know, you can't take up the other animal because it's an extra tirch or whatever, because he says it's not a really hefset. Because what do you worry about? The animal's going to die, right? So you can, but he himself said you can feed it. He says, why do I take it up? I can feed it where it is, throw some food down. It's not going to die, and everything's good. Why is that? Mamish thumb bringing up for absolutely no reason. You're only bringing it up so it shouldn't die. It doesn't have to die. You can give it some food, and it's fine. So maybe over there he says, I'll buy the fruit. He can't say that. What are you going to say? If it's going to rain on the fruit, it's raining, whatever, and the fruit are going to get ruined and finished. There's no other way. So maybe over there, Rebbe Eliezer would agree that you could bring it down. That's not like Rebbe Eliezer. It could be Rebbe Eliezer also would agree there that you can put the fruit down because there's no way out. Whereas here, there is a way out, so you can feed it. So maybe that's different over here. Or you can say the other way around. This is what Yoel was saying. Inami. Maybe I'd kind of call my Rabbi Yeshua Hasam Ella de Efshar La Rume. Aval Hacha de Lo Efshar La Rume Lo. So maybe there's a difference. And over there, why did he say you can take up the second one? Is because it doesn't look so much like you're doing anything wrong because you're doing your harama. He said, no, I'd rather have the other animal. Fine, take out the other animal. So it doesn't mean you have this harama thing you can rely on. But over here, there's no harama. I mean, if you're putting the fruit down the hatch, and what is the harama? You're obviously saving it for, you know, from rain and finished. And it's clear that you're doing it for the hefzid. And maybe over here, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said you couldn't do it.
Oh, but after that, you can do the harama. I want to eat all that fruit on Shabbos.
Yeah, so they say that, good point. But they say that it's clear that he's just doing it to get out of the rain. He's going to take it back up again. It's a, it seems, it's
well,
a, it's
like
here.
A
no,
what?
No, 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 it's not because of the one and the other. The idea is that he's allowed to choose which one he wants. So he's taking out the first one, goes, I'd rather have a fatter egg, takes out the second one. Avada's only doing one, that's okay, but he's allowed to take them both out because he's allowed to choose which one he wants. Because of it. Okay, see Rashi.
He's not ready yet.
Right, right. So that also, right, yeah, good point. Okay, Rashi, the Efshar Larume, the Lo Mucha Chamilsa, but Talit Maman Michavin, it's, you can do a Rama, it's not clear that it's doing to save his money. The Roel Meir, Avishon, Shalach, Kachushu, because people say, oh, I guess the first one he took out is skinny, Vasheni, Yafeim, and the second one's better. Aval Hacha, the Lo Shal Larume, here he can't do. The Kol Yodim, Shalo Yanichu. Everybody says it's clear that he's only doing to save these fruit. Okay, so now we're going to have another attempt. Ella Mara Papa, we're trying to answer the Sira and the Mishnah. There's no difference, and yet by the Mishiling we see there is a difference. So Mara Papa, Lokashin. And when it says Ein Bin Shabbos Liyomtav Ella Ochal Nefesh, that's Beit Shammai. Veha, when it says you're allowed to be, there is a difference about putting the fruit down that you can do on Shabbos, on Yom Tov and not Shabbos. That's Beis Hillel. Now again, what is the Beis Shammai's Hillel? It's none. We learned in a Mishnah, Beis Shammai Yomrim Ein Motzin Lo Asakatan VeLo Asalula VeLo Asasefer Torah LeRishu Sarabi. Okay, Beis Hillel Matirin. So this is what we call Hotza, and we're taking it out into the Rishu Sarabi. And it's not litzorach ochel nefesh, right? The galula of a child here, but obviously there's no ochel nefesh over here. And still, we're allowed to carry out on according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to. So therefore, the Gemara is suggesting that, just like Beis Shammai says, we're allowed to take out shelo litzorach ochel nefesh, we're not allowed to take out if it's not for ochel nefesh, okay? So too, we would not be allowed to save these fruit on, you know, put them down the hatch again because it's not l'tzora chokol nefesh. We're not eating them today, and therefore just for hefseh, we're linking the two and say just like Beit Shammai, they're the one and all. They nachanami amen shabbos liyotzav ochol nefesh, and you can't put the fruit either, even on yontav you can't put it through because you can't. It's like Beit Shammai doesn't allow you to take fruit out, things out that are not food into the rishus harabim. So too you can't do things which are not for food and put it through the hatch. Whereas Beit Hillel is that it's material to take things out in the rishus harabim even though it's not food, even not l'tzora chokol nefesh. So therefore, they would allow you to put these things through the hole, and that would be Beis Hillel. But here, too, the Gemara first would like to try to doche. Dil malohi, maybe not. Maybe ad kan lo ka'amre Beis Shammai hasam ela hotza bat aval atiltul lo. The Gemara says maybe it's different because maybe only Beis Shammai says it over there because that's in legabe taking out the child to save the door. That's anything of hotza. Maybe dafka no. Maybe dafka by hotza. They're machmir. They're machmir, but by tiltul, whereas you know moving the fruit, maybe that would, they would say that's okay. That's a different thing. That's just tiltul.
Tiltul meaning
muktzah. No, right. It's muktzah. It's muktzah. Like moving muktzah. That's the problem. You know, taking these things and putting down this.
Also,
that
includes tiltul.
Right. Right. Exactly. What basically you're saying more is gonna now answer. What the Gemara is going to say, and Gemara says that's not a good answer. Why? Because atu tiltu lav tzorech hotzahu. That it's like you said, it's connected. In other words, every hotzah, the way the Gemara is learning is the whole reason why the Reit Shammai asserted hotzah, right? It's connected with tiltu. No, it's the other way around. The tiltu, the reason why you can't metaltel is because we're afraid you're going to motzi, that you're going to take out. So he asked the whole reason of asking the muktzah is we're afraid that if you're going to move it, you might come to carry it. Okay, so you can't say that the Beit Shammai asked carrying out, but they matter tiltul. That's ridiculous because the whole reason why they're of tiltul is because of hotzah. Okay, so if they asked to hotzah, they're not going to matter tiltul because it goes together.
But by that,
Shabbos
can tiltul.
Anything
would be
hotzah.
I mean, Shabbos can also be after tiltul. even where you can be motzi things because of this eruv or whatever.
Because there's an eruv.
I mean, tiltul is often because of tiltul, not because of hotzah.
No, it's because of hotzah. According to there's different reasons why the chachamim master tiltul and why you come might come to do things, whatever. So there is a shita like this. That the reason is because they're afraid if you're going to move things, you might come to carry them.
But they
set their guidelines that they would be a you can't touch anything on your shabbat or whatever. It's like that. You can't. So they said, okay, we'll limit it. To certain things. That's because otherwise you couldn't move anything.
Even within one room in your house, is because maybe you'll come
right,
to the outside.
Right, might come to carry. There's different opinions. I think this is one of the opinions. Yeah.
The whole problem was because of
Tirka, not really mukta so much. Right now, kind of. Yeah, right. But I don't know.
The unfinished fruit is a question of mukta.
Because they didn't allow taking things out unless if it's shalol atzorach. The gabe tiltul shalol atzorach nami gazrinan vafilu gabe hafsid mamun. Even if there's a hafsid, they still asserted it. Lebeit Hillel the amri hotza shalol atzorach muteres mina Torah. The tiltul nami lo gazru verbanim. They didn't allow it. They didn't asser it either. Atu tiltul lava torach hotzahu. So isn't the Gemara was okay? No, even tiltul isn't it? Before, because of hotzah, the tchilas hotzah ayday tiltul hi. Because how do you take out first your metalto and then you end up taking out the kol ma shegazru eino elamishu hotzah. The only reason why there it goes there is because you might come to take it out. V'hai de lo gazru el tiltul kalim. Here's what you're saying before. So why didn't, if that's the case, you should have gone there on everything. You can't take anything. You might come to carry it. V'hai de lo gazru el tiltul kalim and oflim things like that. Nei shelo yuchlu lamod behem. Levatel owning Shabbos with simchasyotah because it's exir that Tibur couldn't omen. You can't move anything. Can't move food. You can't do everything's mukta. Then they kill everything. People wouldn't be able to handle that. Okay, starting a new Mishnah, a new inyan of eruv tchumi. Right. So we have a rule. We're going to see through this whole Mishnah here. The idea is that a person not allowed to go outside 2,000 amas on yontif Shabbos yontif, and the topic here is about a person's possessions, right? We're going to see that a person's possessions are like him. And wherever a person can't go out, his possessions can't go out either, right? The nafka mina would be that somebody else, right, that has a different eruv than I do. They have a different area where they can carry, and they can carry out past where I can carry out. They can't take my things though. Right, because my things, when Yontif came in, they can only go where I can go. So somebody else can't take my things and take them where he can go because they're mine. So where only where I can go, my possessions go. That's the topic. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Habehema v'kelim karaglei havailin. So therefore, like we just said, a person's animals, his kelim, whatever, they have a din of the ragli bailim. Wherever the bailim can go, that's where he can go. Let's just see Rashi. Let's get the basis over here. It says Rashi, "Behema vekelim kiragli b'ayim." Ein adam yachol olicho biyontov elu b'makom she baale yacholim lalech. A person can't take these kelim ella to where that the b'ayim can take them. Vim loy rav yesh lo alpayim luchol ruach yir. And if he didn't make, he did not make an eruv, so he can only go within 2,000 amas, around the city. Ve'im if he made an eruv, then letzafon. So gamita lechotzavon v'lo darom, right? But if you made an eruv on one side of the city, so therefore you can carry out from, you made an eruv tchumin from where you made it from, you can take it further. But then you lose on the other side. You can't take the other side. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Hamoser behemto If a person gives his animal for Shmira on Shabbos or Yom Tov to his son, Libano, or Leroeh, to a shepherd, Hare Elu Karagli Abaylim. I was going to go and explain this more, but Pashtus, it's again, it can only go where the owner could have gone, not where the guard, the Shomer can go. Kalim Yuchadim, Lechad Minachim Sheba Shabbos, Sheba Bayi, excuse me, Hare Elu Karaglav. So if we have Kalim that are miyuchadim for one of the brothers, even though they all have a chelek. And let's say the father died and they didn't divide out the Yerusha yet. So really, at this point, everything belongs to everybody, all the brothers. In the meantime, but still, if it's something that it's something that one of the brothers specifically uses, it's his thing that he uses more. So they could then, when the yontif comes in, it's like his, and therefore he can only go where he can go. That for one brother, Arelu Kiraglav. But the She'ein Miyuchadim, if it's not for any particular brother, then Arelu Kimakom Shehochim. In other words, if it's something not Miyuchad to one of the brothers, then it basically belongs to all of them, so it can only go where all the brothers can go. Right? If one made an Eruv here and then whatever, it has to be a place where Kimakom Meshutav that all the brothers can potentially go. Right, but if it could be in theory, you can't move it at all. If one brother made an Erev on this side of the city, one made it on that side of the city, so then you can't go anywhere. So whatever it might be, it has to be a place where they can all go. Hashoel kli mechaveiro me'erev yontov, keregli hasho. A person borrows a kli on Erev yontov, so it has a din on, so who does it go by? You know, I Reuven lent something to Shimon, so and then yontov came in, so does it go by Reuven because his kli, or does it go by Shimon because he's borrowing it? It says the Mishnah, Karagli Yeshoel, it goes by the one that's borrowing it. The Yom Tov, however, he borrows on Yom Tov itself, Karagli Yamashiel. Then, since when Yom Tov came in, if it was still the owner's, he didn't lend it out yet, so then that's it. So then it can only go where he can go. So if he lends it on Yom Tov, still can only go where he can go, the owner. And also, V'chein Ish, Ha'isha Shashala Mechaverta Tfali, Maim, Melech, Isasa. What? Right, Tfali. Maim, a melech, and Isasa, le Isasa, right? She borrows for her, you know, making bread or whatever, so she borrows these spices or water or melech or salt, whatever, to put in her dough. So now we have an interesting situation over here, right? Because we have a food that has ingredients from two different people, right? So therefore, in Nachanami, what's the din? Hare Elu, Karag Leshtayan. So it goes by both of them. Again, it can only, therefore, this bread can only go where both of them could go, in the common place where they both can go, because it contains from both of them. Rabbi Yehuda, poter b'mayim. He says, that's true, but not for water. If one of them only gave water, we don't care about that. Mipnei shein behem mamish. Because water is not nicker in something that's really thick. You can't, water is not nicker. Isn't that flavor? Isn't that nothing? You can't tell. Something thin, it makes something thin, it's obviously nicker. But a thick thing, we can't see water in a dough or something like that. Therefore, you know, we don't care about the one that gave the water. We can only go where the one that has everything else. Okay, let's see. Rashi. V'sheinu miyuchadim, if we have possessions that are not miyuchad to the brothers, anyone in specific, lechad mehem, elu lekulan, they belong to everybody, hare elu kemakom sholchim, lemakom shekulan yecholim lelech, mutar lo lichat zekul. You can only move these things, therefore, since mishutaf to all the brothers, only where the common place where all the brothers can go. Aval im erev echad mehem, for example, l'sof alpaim l'sofon, wanted an eruv that to make him, he can go further on north, Bashar lo, when the others didn't, shahu me'akev al yadam lo licham ledarom. So because one brother made it to the north, so now you can't bring it the things anymore to the south. Filu psiachas mitnechalko. Even one step outside, because it's now he moved the Arab over and the whole tomb over, and now you can't go to the other side at all. The einak mimal yadam lo licham ledarom. So they prevent him from bringing the Safon past the 2,000 Amos, El Alpaim, Shehein Mutarin, where they can go. In other words, they only can go in the place that's common to them both. Harehu Karagli Yashol, somebody borrowed before Yontef, Sharei Kanash Vitato, it's low, Ben Ashmashas. Because once when Shabbos came in, Yontef came in, it was by him, so it's Kona Shvita by him, and therefore it can only go where he can go, the Ben Ashmashas, Shu Knisas Ayom, Kone Shvita. Because that's the, when Yom Tov comes in, that's when you're kona the shvita of that thing. B'Yom Tov, v'im shalu on Yom Tov itself, b'Yom Tov mishachashecha, when it became Yom Tov, harehu karagli et mashal. Then it goes after still the b'alim, lefi shekana shvita etzel b'alav. Since when Yom Tov came in, it was by him, so the b'alim were kona the shvita of that thing. Ha'isha shashala mechaver tatvalin, l'kadir etaf, or her pot, umayim umelach liisasa, or water and salt for her dough. Hare elu the kedera neisa kerugos shehem, meaning ein molichot otam. They can't move these things. Ela machom shestem yocholim lelech, common ground for both of them. They came into miyonta shala, since on yontav she borrowed these things. Kana hatvalin umayim vamelach shvita etzel valeim. So then it's kone by the where the each of the owners were for the different things. She'em mehem mamish. Rav Yehuda says water is different because there's no mamish. Means eini keret lo b'keder v'lo b'isa. In a thick thing, you can't see the water. Hilchach ein makvus ha'ochatan. Therefore, that's not makav where it can go. And the Gemara moki la b'tavshil aveh, like we said. It's tafka talking about tavshil that's thick. She'en amayim nikar, ein achanav. You can't see water in a thick thing. V'melech, there they don't argue. V'melech lo palig, the mok minan la b'gemara. V'melech astruk konis. Kanis shehi gasa v'nikeres. Even though salt, you can also pasha tiny. You can't see salt in something that's melted, whatever. So we're talking about big chunks of salt that you could see. So therefore, it is next. Okay.